Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement at the United Nations aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change on the planet. Deal was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which was also Earth Day. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the UN signing.
All of this is what we now know definitively is what is going to define the new energy future, a future that is already being defined, but even yet to be discovered.
The so-called Paris Agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In London on Friday, President Obama dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom. And that ends up being good for America.
President Obama's comments have inflamed the so-called Euroskeptics, who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington to protest what they consider to be a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Protests are part of a global week of action against genocide in Darfur that continues through April the 25th. This is VOA News. At least 18 people were killed Friday when airstrikes hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take the fragile peace talks into next week, despite a walkout by the main armed opposition.
There is a clear feeling, perhaps not of urgency, which that's why we need ISSG, but a clear feeling that neither of the two sides believe that they will ever have a military victory, and therefore it's time to talk.
De Mistura also said the cessation of hostilities implemented in late February is, in his words, in great trouble if we don't act quickly. Four academics and two journalists are on trial in Turkey in separate cases related to increasingly restricted free speech in the country. The academics will face charges related to producing terrorist propaganda after they signed a declaration condemning Turkey's military action against Kurdish rebels. While the journalists are headed into court for a third hearing in their espionage trial, they could face life in prison over a story they published alleging the Turkish government smuggled weapons to Syria. Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb of Human Rights Watch says the court cases are part of a concerning use of Turkey's anti-terror laws.
Basically, this means you can go after any kind of government critical political opponent on the grounds that they are somehow promoting, in the vaguest terms, terrorism. So it's an extremely worrying move.
Turkey's European and U.S. allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights, but Turkey dismisses their concern, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from the Kurdish rebels and the Islamic State militants. Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. The 57-year-old artist was found dead where he lived near the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Martha Weaver is with the medical examiner's office. She spoke with reporters Friday about their examination of Prince's body.
It was a very meticulous exam. It was a complete exam. And so several of the pieces of information that are gathered in that process will be sent to labs for further testing.
During his 35-plus years in the music business, Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammys and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for the movie Purple Rain. Tributes have poured in for the entertainer from celebrities and fans all over the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Les Davis here. Welcome to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA1 as we celebrate the induction of the 2016 NEA Jazz Masters at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. As part of our celebration of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, in this, our fourth week of celebration, we take you to the Kennedy Center, the beautiful performing arts center built in the early 1970s and named after our late great president John F. Kennedy, to give you live performances you won't be able to hear anywhere else except right here on Jazz America by some of the most famous artists in all of jazz history, inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters Hall of Fame. This year, three fantastic musicians, Pharoah Sanders, Archie Shepp, and Vibes Master Gary Burton, who we'll hear from next, were inducted as musicians into the NEA Jazz Masters. Now, let's get right to it as one of Gary Burton's old friends, Chick Corea, and his fellow NEA Jazz Master, and a young master of the vibe, Stefan Harris, were just about to take the stage to salute Gary Burton. Let's hear some comments from the stage at Kennedy Center, followed by the music, to begin this hour of Jazz America.
Please welcome Kennedy Center President Deborah Rutter.
Thank you, Jason, and I extend to all of you my welcome as well. We love having you here at the Kennedy Center. So now on to a tribute. Speaking of firsts, of course, brings to mind our next awardee, Gary Burton. I see you, Gary. As a young man in Indiana, listening to recordings of vibraphonists playing with just two mallets, Gary Burton decided he was going to do something unheard of at the time, to play with four mallets. Indeed a first. Not only did this innovative and radical change in technique bring a fuller, more robust sound to the instrument, but it forever influenced all vibraphonists who have followed Gary's lead. 22 Grammy Award nominations and 7 Grammy Awards later, Gary's Gary's quiet and always generous leadership belies his incredibly prominent status within this field. While his notable contributions in other genres have included country, rock, classical, and even tango, it is his duo partnership with fellow NEA jazz master Chick Corea that always gets people talking. So, that Corea-composed title track from their 1972 ECM recording, Crystal Silence, is up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome NEA Jazz Master Chick Corea and Stefan Harris.
Thank you.
and 2016 NEA Jazz Master Gary Burton.
I've been playing that song with Chick for over 40 years, and it's a weird sensation to sit out there and watch it from the other side. And I could tell, Stefan, you now know that feeling of being tossed into the cage with a tiger when you play with this guy. This is a real honor to be part of this whole event, and I'm really struck by this history of jazz that we're all a part of, and this sense that it's constantly moving, constantly evolving. This generation that Chick and I are part of, we were around when the pioneers, the originators of jazz, were still with us and still performing, and we learned from them directly and personally. We saw them play live many times, got to know them, and I feel like we're in a unique position to carry on and pass on what we've learned over our years and help the younger generation that follows on their way to building the future of this music. This is a great honor to be part of jazz music itself. And, well, what an honor to be part of this tonight. Thank you.
And here is that humble NEA Jazz Master Gary Burton with the title cut from his Grammy award-winning release, Like Minds, featuring his fellow NEA Jazz Master Chick Corea and Roy Haynes, as well as Englishman Dave Holland and future NEA Jazz Master, in my humble opinion, Pat Metheny, on Jazz America from VOA 1. one of his 7 Grammy Awards for his work. The great Gary Burton, NEA Jazz Master, will always say when we say his name from this point forward, will we not? Hope you enjoyed Like Minds. More of our celebration of the 2016 NEA Jazz Masters induction from the Kennedy Center with another rare live performance coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, and it reads as follows. Hi, my name is Seth Anku from Accra, Ghana. I was in the kitchen preparing our breakfast yesterday and listened to some really good jazz coming from the VOA radio station. I picked up the email address when it was announced and decided to drop you a brief message. I'm 55 years old and a Ghanaian by birth. I trust you'll drop a brief back to me and we can take it from there. I lived a long time in the United Kingdom, but I'm back home now into distance education and have been a real jazz fan since my childhood days. Cheers, Seth Anku. Seth, thank you so much for the message, and let's stay in touch, my friend. And since you've been a jazz fan for a long time, maybe you know the name Dr. Billy Taylor. He wrote the song we're just about to hear. Let's return to the Kennedy Center and hear the song that brought the concert to an end. But we'll play it for you right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
So thanks to everyone for coming out to celebrate the 2016 NEA Jazz Masters. We'd like to close things out with a tune by the late NEA Master, my homeboy, Dr. Billy Taylor. There's a piece that he wrote called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, for which I'd like to welcome to the stage our featured vocalist for the evening as we close things out, Miss Catherine Russell.
2016 NEA Jazz Masters.
And then Master of Ceremonies Jason Moran returned to the stage at the Kennedy Center to say some words about the next inductee in the NEA Jazz Masters for 2016, saxophonist Pharoah Sanders, and to introduce the next live performance in honor of this great master.
Awesome. Really awesome. What can I say about Pharoah? In high school, he took up the saxophone, learned to play the blues, and never looked back. And it was during his mid-60s work with the great saxophonist John Coltrane that fans and critics alike took notice of this new voice. Pharoah's work with Coltrane on the 65 recordings Ascension and the dual tenor Meditations influenced the musical paths and careers of both musicians. Following his work with Train during this period, elements such as chanting became and appeared more prominently in Pharoah's work. And in a moment, Pharoah's sense of spirituality will be highlighted in a work by NEA jazz master Randy Weston in a song he calls The Healers. Randy selected this piece to perform tonight in dedication to Pharoah because Randy said it typified their spiritual connection, a connection expressed best not through spoken word, but through music.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome NEA Jazz Master Randy Weston and Billy Harper.
So overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. All I can say is the Creator has a master plan. And bless all of you, the Creator of all things, the universe. And I just want to thank the National Endowment for the Arts, and I just love how all the musicians tonight have got together and play all this beautiful music. I don't know what else I can say, but thank you and thank them, and may they keep on creating this beautiful music, you know, all over on this planet. And I just want to make it very short and just say thank you with a lot of love and peace to all of you. And to my family, thank you so much.
And from his 1969 classic album, Karma, here is Pharoah Sanders with The Creator Has a Master Plan on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
Donaldson, 2013 NEA Jazz Master, and Horace Silver, NEA Jazz Master, on piano with Cheek to Cheek. Russ Davis here on the next Jazz America. The White House is the place where President Obama and Michelle Obama, the First Lady, welcome all-star players from all over the world to celebrate the end of Jazz Appreciation Month in April with a gala global all-star jazz concert. We'll talk to some of the participants in the show, Christian McBride with Diane Reeves, Al Jarreau, Dede Bridgewater, and Lionel Luecke, and hear rare live music from many of the participating artists from all over the world. We'll celebrate the global all-star concert next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?